Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Yeah, and me too. I'm Dale Lefebvre for the Max Chance Show. And yes, if you've been listening, then you know that. But, well, I didn't get to complete the schedule. I totally was messed up today. I played the part two first, and all the schedule I had didn't work very well. First of the year, what can I say? Take a week off or 2 weeks off, and everything goes kablooey. Anyway, so I'm going to start with part one of the show, even though it's part two, the music for part one anyway. And we're going to have, a favorite from when I started to like music entirely, which was When Will I Be Loved by the Everly Brothers, Beggar's Prayer by Emiliana Torini, Red Skies by Donald Grant, and Dust It Off by the line through it. Okay, so on we go. Oh, yes, not yet, we don't. Now we go.
Of your hands, Mama say eventually this hurting will end, but the shock waves on my bones will linger like the ghost of you here in my bed. When I was lost, you thought me a beautiful fire. I think of you sleeping, so sleep for a while. I find myself asking, who do this to love? And the white-shouldered mountains, they pointed above. Lord, you just drop me here by the side of this road. It's too cold and I don't want to walk it alone. I got a bottle of your blood inside me. And an old beggar's prayer on the tip of my toe. Mama said, lift your head from the sieve of your hands. Mama say, eventually this hurting will
done before.
Okay, that was Dusted Off by the Duh, D-O with a line through it, the Duh, Duh. Before that was Red Skies by Donald Grant, and we Beggar's Prayer by Emiliana Torini. That was really beautiful. And, an old, old favorite, When Will I Be Loved, the Everly Brothers. They had great harmony, yeah. And for that time, the songs seemed important. Anyway, so now we're going to, special. Yeah. We're going to have a little bit of Chicken Man, Episode 1. The Diving Horse, and Episode 2, The Bird on the Little... I have to move my computer thing. Little Litter Patrol, the bird, Big Bird on the Litter Patrol. Okay, those are the first two. And then Worker Song by Dick Gaughan, and Baby, Baby All the Time by Diana Krall. K-R-A-L-L, in case you had any... doubts. Okay, Chicken Man.
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Chicken Man!
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
This is the Steel Pier in Atlantic City. Here, 16 times each day, a great horse leaps from a diving board into a huge tank of water. And describe the amazing horse as it dives as a man in a chicken suit.
Thank you, thank you.
And backstage, where the dressing rooms are located.
Pardon me, I'm the police commissioner of Midland City, and I'm looking for the wonderful winged warrior known as... Oh, next door, thank you.
Come in.
Hello, winged warrior.
Commissioner Norton.
May I?
Of course.
I know you'll be diving again shortly, but a serious crime has been committed in Midland City, and I need your help, feathered fighter.
Commissioner, I'm no longer in the crime-fighting game, you know.
Yes, but the victim of this crime...
Showbiz is my life now.
...is someone you know.
Would you hand me my beak plugs?
Hmm?
Keeps the water from going up my beak.
He's an old friend of yours.
The horse doesn't need them, of course.
It's the mayor.
Oh, no, it's a real horse. See, the only fake part of the act is me in the chicken suit.
30 seconds, chicken!
Winged warrior, please listen.
We'll make it fast, Commissioner.
Right!
Mayor Weekly has been the victim of a foul... wicked crime.
Gee, that's too bad. Well, nice seeing you, Commissioner.
He slipped and fell on a banana peel.
Did you say banana peel?
Not just banana peels, candy wrappers, popsicle sticks, empty paper cups, tin cans. Midland City is being buried alive by...
The word, Commissioner, is pollution.
You're on, Winged Warrior.
Oh, former fighting fowl. I know that show business is your life now, but the life of a great city is at stake.
Commissioner.
Yes?
Long ago, I took a vow upon the Golden Chicken Claw that I would not rest until all crime was crushed with one blow from my mighty fist.
Then you mean you'll give up?
I've come to say so long, partner. I've got a job to do back in Midland City. Oh, sure, I'll leave them for you. So long. Funny, never thought he got water up his nose.
Well, so the famous fowl is breaking up a famous showbiz duo just to break up an infamous scene of crime in Midland City. And another thing, doesn't that horse have a swell vocabulary?
Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
The Office of the Police Commissioner of Midland City.
Commissioner's office. No, this is not the commissioner. No, it's not the crusading capon. Look, this is Miss Hellfinger, the commissioner's secretary. What do you want? Yes, the wonderful white-winged warrior is going to strike again. What's he going to what? The earth polluters. I said he's going to fight the earth polluters. You're welcome.
Miss Hellfinger, send in the winged warrior immediately.
He's not here.
Where is he?
He's out in the city hall front lawn picking up candy wrappers.
Oh, really?
Yes, you can see him there out the window.
Oh, yes, I see him. Gee, he's very brave, isn't he?
Yeah.
Do you think I should send help?
I'm sure he can handle it.
Yes. Miss Hellfinger?
Yes.
Look, I don't think it's just candy wrappers he's picking up.
No, no, it's everything.
Potato chips.
Milk cartons.
Pop cans.
Chewing gum.
Oh, my. Does he have a tool, or is he actually using his bare hands?
His bare hands.
Fight on, feathered fighter! Fight on! Okay.
Hey, Lou.
Yeah?
Look, ain't that cute?
What?
That big bird there's going around picking up litter, look.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody must have trained it or something.
Yeah, huh?
Hey, throw your cigar down, see if it picks it up.
I ain't through with it.
Hey, look, bird. Look over here, bird. Throw it down, Lou.
All right, but I ain't through with it.
Hey, look. Hey, it's coming over here. Hey, look, Lou.
Yeah.
Pardon me, sir, but do you know that you two have committed a crime against nature?
Oh, we ain't even going together or nothing.
No, no, we ain't even married.
We're just like buddies, you know.
Hey, we're just talking. Pals, I mean, we talk all. A lot together. No,
you know, Miss Hellfinger, as I look down and observe the famous fowl in action once again, I am reminded of how he came to us many years ago.
And so the commissioner is about to recall how the famous fowl was born.
It seems like yesterday.
Make it tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow, as we present the first chapter of the exciting story of how America's crime-fighting bird began.
My, I'll look forward to hearing that.
Toil night and day, by hand and by brain, to earn your pay who for centuries long past, for no more than your bread, have bled for your countries and counted your dead in the factories and mills, in the shipyards and mines. We've often been told to keep up with the times, for our skills are not needed. They've streamlined the job, and we slide, drool, and stop, watch our blind day of raw die. But when the sky darkens and the prospect is war, who's given a gun and then pushed to the fore and expected to die?
for the land of our birth, though we've never owned one handful of earth. To starve, we're the first ones to die, we're the first ones in line for that pie in the sky, and we're always the last when the cream is shared out, for the worker is working when the fat cat's about. I and all of these things the worker has done, from tilling the fields to carry in the gun, we've been yoked to the plow since time first began. I always expected to carry the can.
Once I had a man, sweet as he could be. Once I had a man, and he was right for me. Kind of curly hair, eyes so soft and true, that you couldn't help but care when he looked at you. He called me baby, baby, all the time. He said, baby, can't you see? Baby, understand. Baby, you're for me. Oh, won't you take my hand? But I pushed him away, wouldn't let him near, pushed him far away, and now I'm wishing I could hear him call me baby, baby. Baby, baby,
Yes, and that was no less than Diana Krall with... Oh, am I in the right? Oh, I was looking at something else on my music and completely lost my place. But I'll be back in a moment. There. Okay. Diana Krall, Baby, Baby All the Time. And then Worker's Song by Dick Gahan. That was had some nice bits to it. And then, well, episode one and then two of Chicken Man, the Diving Horse, and Big Bird on Litter Patrol. Oh, yeah. On we go with El Chocio, C-H-O-C-I-O. I'm not quite sure how to pronounce it. By Destiny Quartet. The Beard is for Shaban by Devendra Bannert. And let's see, 9, 10. Oh, yeah, one more. Someone Call an Angel Down by Derek Miller. All right, here goes. Thank you.
a mammal. She bore the mark of fire and of flame, though they're both the same. Born unto the age of the golden, oh, that golden age of endless loss and endless gain. La 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 la. Now, because my lips have split, all the little children, they all hide in front, in the middle, and in the behind. La da da da. And because my nose has froze, but I can keep on smelling. I could smell my little day away. I could smell my whole day away. Na na da da. Now because my teeth don't bite, I can take them out dancing. I could take my little teeth out and I could show them a real good time. Da la la la. Well, a real good time, a good time, a real.
A star. I was hopeful for a while, but they're just a little too far. Round and round I go, where I stop, well, I don't know. Should fly, gently say goodbye. Someone call an angel down. It's getting too dark here on the ground. Someone call an angel down. Well, I was breathing in my life so deeply, and all the air was stale. Round and round we go, where we stop, well, I don't know.
Someone Called an Angel Down by Derek Miller. Before that, we heard The Beard Is for Siobhan by Devendra Barnhart and by Destiny Quartet. And next up is The Wind Shakes the Barley by Dead Can Dance, Answering Machine by Dead Alewives, and I think there's one more, but let me just check my schedule here. Yeah, well, Red Shoes, yes, by Davina and the. I have to move my cursor here. And the Vagabonds. All right. Yeah. Okay. Ah, show's almost over. On the way.
I sat within the barley green, I sat me with my true love. My sad heart strove the two between, the old love and the new love. The old for her, the new that made me think all Ireland dearly. While soft the wind blew down the glade and shook the golden barley. 'Twas hard the woeful words to frame, to break the ties that bound us, and harder still to bear the shame of foreign chains around us. And so I said, the mountain glen I'll meet at morning early, and I'll join the bold united men while soft winds shook the barley. 'Twas said I kissed away her tears, my fond arm round her flinging, when a form and shuffler stung our ears from out the wild woods ringing. A bullet pierced my true love's side in life's young spring so early, and on my breast in blood she died, while soft winds shook the barley. But blood for blood, without remorse, I've tamer to ter tallow. I've lain my true love's clay-like corpse, where I'll fall soon must follow. Around her grave I've wandered drear, in night and morning early, with breaking heart when near I hear the wind that shakes the barley.
Welcome home, Bill. Thanks for letting me house it. Are you suntan? First of all, bad idea not telling Patrice you went to Mexico. She was over here looking for you. I covered for you, though. Second of all, I'm joining the army. So I'm leaving tomorrow. I had a little party. Sorry, have fun cleaning up. Oh, there's something wrong with your waterbed.
Bill, this is your landlord. That party last night was the final straw. You kept me awake all night, your waterbed sprung a leak and caused $1,500 worth of damage down here. Call me immediately to avoid legal action.
Hey, Bill, how you doing? Just wanted to see if you'd like to go out tonight and grab a bite to eat with Martha and I.
We're not going anywhere. I told you we have to visit my mother.
Hang on a second here. Would you shut up about your stupid mother?
Don't you raise your voice at me.
Oh, Christ. Now, I got it. I'll call you back. Trust me. Dinner, 8 o'clock. I'll call back, though, just to confirm it.
Hi, it's me, Patrice. I came to visit you last night, but you weren't here, and Bob was having a party. But I asked him if you remembered our six-month anniversary was today. He said yes, so I'm going to buy a new sexy dress and meet you at the Laramie Taj for dinner at 7. Bye-bye.
Hey, listen, Bill, what do you say just the two of us go out for dinner without my stinking wife?
You shut up!
She's not coming with. She ain't coming because she's stupid!
Give me that phone, guys!
Oh. Whoops.
Bill Smith, your light bulbs to help the handicapped are in. You ordered 2 floodlights and 6 incandescent reading lamps. Call our office tomorrow.
I'm at the restaurant. I hope you're on the way here. I still love you. I hope you're okay. Bye.
Oh, my God. I killed my wife, Bill. What am I going to do? Hey, Bill. I don't even know who you are. I dialed the wrong number. But check this out. Whoa. Bill, listen to me, man. I gotta figure it out. I'm gonna fake it like a robbery. I just tore this place apart and buried all our money and jewelry. And now, I'm gonna stab myself in the leg. 1, 2, 3. Bill, it's your landlord again. You've got till 8 to call me or I'm evicting you.
You are a jerk! You are a late jerk! I've never been so embarrassed in all my life! Everyone's staring at me in this dress! It's so obvious to them that I'm dating someone who doesn't care about me! Obviously, if you talked to Bob about last night, I was willing to forget about it, but if you're going to be childish, I might as well tell you. I loved it! He did me so hard, we broke your waterbed!
Bill Smith, your light bulbs to help the handicapped are in. You ordered 2 floodlights and 6 incandescent reading lamps. Call the office tomorrow.
I can't fake a robbery, Bill. My fingerprints are everywhere. She's dead, Bill. I can still hear her heart beating. Oh, for the love of God! Rocket Man! I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me around. I'm not the man I think I am at home. Oh, no! Rocket Man! Burning up the star-crossed hair and bones! Oh! Bill! Bill! I got nowhere to go, Bill. I'm gonna dig up my wife and bungee her to the roof of the Aerostar and come to your place. I'll be there at 9:15.
I'm at a payphone. I love you. I'm sorry. I'm coming over. I'll be there at 9:15.
Okay, Bill. I'm evicting you. The police are meeting me at your apartment at 8:45.
Bill, open the door. Let me in.
This way, officer. I want out.
Oh, my God. There's a woman's body on top of that car.
You sold me out.
Hey, don't move.
I got to
get down. Get down.
I got your woman, Bill. I got your woman.
Release the hostage. Release the woman.
Oh, my God.
I hear a drop off your light bulbs.
I've got my red shoes made in men, and everyone wants to be my friend, but this girl is staying home tonight. I've got my black dress fitting fine, and all I got on my hands is time, but this girl is staying home tonight. I've been watching all my P's and Q's, dotting all my I's for you. I know you come a far and few. So baby, won't you stay home with me tonight? The radio is playing all our songs, and the sun, it won't be up for long. So come on, baby, let's rock this house tonight.
Red Shoes by Davina and the Vagabonds. And before that was Answering Machine by the Dead Alewives. And we started with Wind That Shakes the Barley by Dead Can Dance. Next is Hound Dog by David Grisman, John Hartford, Mike Seeger, and Rocky Top by the same trio. And I don't think there'll be time. There might be time for a little bit of There Ain't No Bugs on Me by David Grisman and Jerry Garcia. So let's hear their version of Hound Dog.
Nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You're nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you've not caught a rabbit and you aren't a friend of mine. When they said you were a high class, well, that was just a lie. When they said you were a high class, well, that was just a lie. You've never caught a rabbit and you aren't a friend of mine. You're nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You're nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you've never caught a rabbit and you aren't a friend of mine.
when they said you were a high-classed, well, that was just a lie. When they said you were a high-classed, well, that was just a lie. You've not caught a rabbit and you aren't a friend of mine.
You're nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You're nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you've never caught a rabbit and you aren't a friend of mine. Nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You're nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you've never caught a rabbit and you aren't a friend of mine.
That I was on old Rocky Top down in the Tennessee hills. Ain't no smoggy smoke on a Rocky Top, ain't no telephone bills. Once I had a girl on Rocky Top, half bear, the other half cat. Wild as a mink, but sweet as a soda pop, I still dream about that. Rocky Top, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, Tennessee. Rocky Top, Tennessee. Strangers climbed old Rocky Top a-looking for a moonshine still. Strangers, they come down from a Rocky Top, I reckon they never will. Corn won't grow at all on Rocky Top, dirt's too rocky by far. That's why all the folks on Rocky Top get their corn from a jar. Rocky Top, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, Tennessee. Rocky Top, Tennessee. City life trapped like a duck in a pen. All I know that it's a pity life can't be simple again. I wish that I was on old Rocky Top down in the Tennessee hills. Ain't no smoggy smoke on a Rocky Top, ain't no telephone bills. Rocky Top, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, Tennessee. Rocky Top, Tennessee.
ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me. Well, the junior bug comes in the month of June. The lilac bug comes in May. Bed bug comes just any old time, but ain't not going to stay. Oh, there ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on the rest of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me. Well, a bullfrog sitting on a lily pad, looking up at the sky. The lily pad broke and the frog fell in. He got water all in his eyeball. There ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me.
Get away, you horsefly.
Mosquito, he fly high. Mosquito, he fly low. The old mosquito lands on me. Well, he ain't gonna fly no more. Oh, there ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on the rest of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me.
Well, I was wrong. We did get this song in, or part of it anyway. There Ain't No Bugs on Me by David Grisman and Jerry Garcia, Rocky Top, and Hound Dog by David Grisman, John Hartford, and Mike Seeger were before that. And this is Dale Lefevre for the Max Chance Show saying goodbye. See you next week.
Peanut butter.